Day three of the stay home order by Governor Whitmer. And a lot of people are saying, look, one of the greatest freedoms that we have in this country is the freedom to assemble, to go to church, to go to concerts, businesses being told to shut down if they're non-essential. Joining us right now to talk about this fine line between public health and safety and the Constitution, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. And it's a legitimate question, something to consider, if only in the back of your mind at this point, because, yes, public safety and public health are tantamount in everyone's thinking at this point. The Atlantic did a survey recently. 3,000 people were asked in the last week, are you willing to give up some of your personal freedoms, the right to assemble, the right to keep your business open, the right to go to church, in the name of public safety, if it would eradicate coronavirus or at least help in the fight? 74% of Democrats said that they were okay with that, 71% of Republicans. So regardless of party, people by about a 7 to 10 margin do support giving up some of their freedoms in an emergency situation like this, Paul.
I kind of equate it with, yelling fire in a crowded movie theater. Yes, we have freedom of speech, but, you know, not at somebody's peril.
Right, yeah, there are limits even to the First Amendment, you're right. And I think that's the one thing that grants this authority, is that this is a special circumstance. In the same way that a crowded theater is a special circumstance, coronavirus, a deadly illness that's spreading quickly through the country, is a special circumstance. And so, yeah, there are impositions on our personal freedoms. Once this is all over, I think that they'll have to take a look at quickly rolling these things back as quickly as possible to ensure that the Constitution is intact, Paul.
I agree, because I don't hear anybody threatening lawsuits yet, but depending on how long this goes on, and again, each state, each community is handling it a little bit differently. At some point, somebody might say, well, wait a minute, I thought the threat was over. Why are we still having to stay indoors? People are going to get impatient at some point.
Well, you're right. We saw the same thing happen after 9/11. Remember that constitutional guarantees were put on hold. People were being held beyond 72 hours without charges. Prisoners were being tortured for information, and Americans were kind of okay with that at the time because of the threat posed by terrorism at the time. But I think you're right that once this is all wrapped up, people need to be able to go back to gathering as they wish in groups of more than 5 or 10, being able to open up their businesses. Interestingly, here in Texas, for example, Paul, county by county, gun shops are able to stay open, in Second Amendment or not able to stay open. Some are closing them. Other counties are keeping them open. Are they an essential business? Second Amendment advocates say they sure are. Others say that they're not. So, it's an interesting question.
It is, and one that I think, like I said, as this goes on longer and longer, will be asked more and more. Jim, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for the reporting. Thanks for the insight.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.